This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. This is the Friday edition, the Cannabis Talk radio program. It's called Cannabis. It's called Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And we are doing this because there is so much to talk about. And every week we find fascinating practitioners and doctors and lawyers and you name it, nutritionist. By the way, joining us today is someone who knows quite a bit about the hemp world. He is Mark Goldman, partner at Hemp Public Relations. They specialize in TV, radio, and newspaper placement for the cannabis industry. They are fabulous, fabulous people, and we have so much to talk about in the business of hemp, the business of cannabis. Mark Goldman, always wonderful. Welcome to the program. I just wanted to read before we got going and give you and want your thoughts on this. I have a little piece that I cut out from USA Today from 2016, and it said North American consumption spent $6.7 billion on legal marijuana products in 2016. Up 34% from 2015. Up 34% in 1 year. Crazy, isn't it? It's absolutely crazy.
You know what? It's crazy. Thank you for bringing me back on your show. I think it's wonderful. I think it's great. This should have been done years and years ago. Marijuana, cannabis, hemp has never killed anybody ever.
No, it really hasn't. But more importantly, I just have to say, Mark, that it's the lack of education. It's politicians, it's individuals, business people. They're not understanding the story, and that's part
you know
of it.
I think it's the old school politicians, the old school business people.
No, let me tell you.
I
have to tell you, I was at my city council meeting for the candidates in Boston. Every one of them is like in their early 30s, if that. That's running for the new seat. And the young woman said to me, I had to have my tenant. She owns a building, and I didn't want my tenant. He came to me, and she said, I didn't want him growing weed in my building. I just didn't want it. It's legal for him to do that. He has a back issue.
Right.
She didn't want it.
Well,
I said,
what if she owns the building? I guess she has.
She has that right, but why would I want to elect someone with that small brain mentality? She doesn't understand the bigger picture. Another guy running is a recovering alcoholic, best friends with the mayor of Boston, who's also in recovery. They both do not understand the difference between CBD and cannabis.
Right.
And that's where we are. That's the story. Young and old, this is why my passion for this program continues to grow, because we're not educating people. We're missing the boat. For whatever reason, people are not understanding and can't make the distinction between hemp and cannabis. And it's a major distinction called THC, and you don't get that in hemp. You will never get high from hemp.
Okay. You know, that's a fascinating story that you brought up from the USA Today. I think it's incredible, the industry growth of legal marijuana and recreational legal medical marijuana. I think it's a wonderful thing. It's only going to get better and better, and you know, I look forward to it.
So you have some great stories that you've put together some business stories that are making news right now. And tell us about, you know, I'm really thrilled that hemp is being used more in the material, industrial hemp being used more for materials. And I had a very dear friend who used to own French Meadow Bakery and Cafe. Well, she still owns it, but it was a huge, before she sold the frozen breads to another company, she was wearing hemp before it was in to be, before it was in. 20 years ago, she had hemp on her body. All of the shirts, everything she did was made from hemp. Because it's a wonderful crop. So tell us about this wedding gown story. What a great story.
This is absolutely super, super interesting. As soon as I read this, I said, I have to bring it up on the Frankie Boyer Show today. More hemp-themed weddings are hitting the aisle. This is crazy. This is great. Every bride-to-be wants her wedding to be very special, right? They want different themes.
Absolutely.
They want different ideas. Maybe a wedding in a special environment, or a wedding, you know, on an island, or whatever it might be. Anyway, every bride-to-be wants her wedding to be special. And trying to incorporate cannabis into your festivities is about being really as unique as it gets. With this increasing popularity and legality of hemp and cannabis and marijuana products, trend watchers are predicting that we'll start to see more and more of these elements in mainstream weddings. What do you think about that?
I think it's fascinating, and I'm sure that it's already happening in Colorado, and I'm sure in California as well.
Absolutely.
But,
from gowns crafted out of hemp,
yep.
To marijuana plants in a floral arrangement, which is awesome, to offering guests not only alcohol, but legal recreational marijuana products.
I don't know.
They're finding
more
ways.
It's so interesting.
Can you imagine the floral arrangement, the cocktail hours with alcohol, hemp-infused sort of drinks? I would love to go to a marijuana wedding. This is like a dream come true.
Well, you know, the CBD has been used in energy drinks for a very long time, and that makes sense. So edibles can be infused with CBD oil, and they can also be infused with the cannabis, you know. It's a really interesting concept, I have to say. It really
is. You know what
I
find absolutely interesting? More than 67% of 1,000 survey takers voted and said, yeah, I'd love to go to that kind of wedding. Where 22% of them voted and said, no, drugs don't belong at weddings. And then the remainder, 11%, said, I'm not for or against it. But I think 67% of 1,000, you know, survey takers, 67% is a huge, huge number. I think it's really, really interesting.
Yeah, I think it would be very interesting. It really would be. If you can put CBD in not lethal doses, but in small doses for dogs and cats, if you can start giving them the product to help with anxiety, it makes sense that it'd be a chilled out wedding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can you imagine everybody dancing and having fun and, you know, meeting people and relaxing? I think it's really the weddings of the future. In fact, they're the CEO of and co-founder of Cannabis Wedding Expo, who might be a fun guest for you to get on.
Oh, yeah.
And every year there are more and more weddings where cannabis is incorporated, and they hold this big annual cannabis marijuana bridal show in various cities on the West Coast. So, you know, I can't wait to go to one of these.
I think that would be so much fun. I agree with you. I think it could be really fun. And
I would love
again,
to see all the props and all the goodies that they were doing at the weddings.
Absolutely. And I know that they just voted, Massachusetts voted our last election to put legal marijuana and cannabis.
Is that medical marijuana or recreational?
No, non-recreational.
Okay.
And they voted to pass it. It passed. And now the legislators are changing their mind, and they're changing their tune, and they're changing and rewriting the law. And those of us in the state of Massachusetts are absolutely very upset over this. Because one of the things, one of the things that they're not allowing are the farming of hemp. And hemp, as you know, is the future for the farming industry. They're doing it in Kentucky like crazy. Yep. And you have a story for us about Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Right. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to treat hemp like all the other New York crops. It's about time this governor has done something right. Governor Andrew Cuomo is making a late session push to boost the state's budding hemp industry, including a bill that would treat the plant more than more like every other crop really in New York, which is great.
When we come back, I want to, that's really awesome that he's doing that. When we come back, we're talking today to Mark Goldman, part of the Goldman McCormick PR firm, media relations specialist, goldmanmccormick.com. I want to talk about the older Americans and what a huge business this is for baby boomers and plus. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And, you know, this is a fascinating conversation because we as Americans are starting to unravel this green movement happening throughout the country. This is Biz Talk Radio. We do a show called Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer here on the show. And joining me today is a PR firm that actually specializes in all PR, but they actually work with cannabis and hemp clients. And Mark Goldman is here from Goldman McCormick PR. Welcome back, Mark.
Thank you.
It's very apparent to me that a lot of baby boomers that used to smoke and went away from it for a long time, and now we're back to it and using it to help with pain, using it to chill at night, using it to for a lot of different things. And so it's kind of interesting to see this new surge come through with older Americans and cannabis.
Absolutely. In fact, more and more senior citizens and seniors are using and requesting cannabis to help them out. Concerns about side effects of narcotics and interest in more legal medical choices are leading to more seniors looking into cannabis options, according to a brand new survey. In fact, there's a store called Cannabis and Glass in Spokane, and none of their senior customers interviewed wanted to comment due to concerns about marijuana, lingering social stigma, the current political climate. However, the store staff said from people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s are continuing to grow.
I love it.
In fact, they have a 93-year-old customer that comes in a couple times a week, they said. She buys various products. She uses it for her arthritis because she doesn't want to use opiates.
It makes perfect sense, though.
And you know what? As I mentioned in the past, I grew up with Tourette's syndrome. I still have Tourette's. And I use marijuana. Unfortunately, it's not legal in New York, but I use marijuana and THC products. And it really, really helps my symptoms.
I bet. I use you as an example of how mainstream needs to understand that you would much prefer using these products than be on a medication that could have deleterious effects for other parts of the world.
And also medication, as you know, makes you fat. So, one of these alternatives would be a much, much better.
Awesome. I have a sister right now struggling with renal failure because of all the medications that she's been on
right.
for years and years and years. And so we know that the side effects of these heavy medications that are given out, the drugs, if there can be any kind of a solution without getting into the medications, gosh, you would think people would want that, Mark.
Absolutely. Seems like a no-brainer, really.
It does kind of seem like a no-brainer. Hey, today, coming up this weekend, Nevada has gone green because they have actually passed, and they also, like Massachusetts, were not expecting this to pass on the first ballot, and it got passed. So
absolutely.
how do you think
Vegas
it's going to have...
And Nevada, great city, great state, already doing wonderful things with, and they're so liberal, it's great. And now, as of tomorrow, recreational marijuana will be legal.
So what's this going to do to you? What do you think it's going to do for this state?
You know what? From what I understand, it's going to... they're already making a ton of money with gambling, with other legal activities. It's just going to make so much more money for the state. It's going to cover all their taxes. It's going to be a great place to live. You have low taxes, and everything's legal. It's great.
Well, it's also going to bring more tourism, and people now are people now are going to be able to go into these little shops and buy their edibles and buy legally do what they want to do. So not only
I've been to Amsterdam twice, and they were kind of like I compare it to Hershey with weed.
I was just going to say it was a lot
of fun, and Nevada and Vegas is going to be that much better.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be wild. It's absolutely how they're going to regulate it, though, in the clubs and the casinos. It's going to be very interesting because, you know, if anyone does a hemp wedding, it's probably going to be Vegas now, baby.
Hey, you know what? Now you can do an Elvis and hemp wedding. Can you imagine that? Anyway, the newly legalized drug is expected to bring a tourism boom to Las Vegas, pardon me, and they're thinking about $150 million a year.
Just for a little extra.
And you know what, $150 million a year is nearly a quarter of the state's 2018 infrastructure budget. Can you imagine that?
No. So they're going to really clean up with this. They really are.
Absolutely. Until California begins its recreational marijuana dispensing in January 2018, experts are saying Nevada will have the nation's biggest market. It's unclear, however, how many of the 45 million annual tourists in Nevada will be aware of this, aware that it's legal and they're able to light up, since advertisements over there are really banned from any mediums, where at least 30% of the audience is believed to be younger than 21. According to AP. However, you know what? I think a lot of these people are going to get the message out there.
Oh, there's not a doubt that they'll get the message, of course.
The weird thing, though, is, I got to be honest with you, that it's only legal to smoke in private residences. I mean, why wouldn't they let you smoke in parks and things? I don't know.
Well, that's where it is. That's the way it's written in most places. You're not allowed to smoke publicly.
Right. I'd rather somebody smoking in the park than inside a house, but that's just me.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's going to make it won't affect the casinos, the partying and all of that, but it will, I don't know. You know, there's that double-edged sword where if the kids are going to have more opportunity to smoke weed, then are they going to not spend as much in the casinos when it comes to drinking? And that's going to be a big, interesting... That was one of the big questions they had before it became legal.
Absolutely. Should be interesting.
It should be interesting to see.
I think the last story of today is pain patients overwhelmingly prefer medical marijuana over opiates. Big story in America today.
So you can understand why.
Absolutely. It goes back to the story we spoke about earlier today with the senior citizens. When patients have a choice between opiates and medical marijuana for painful condition, it's overwhelmingly a majority say they prefer marijuana. It just works well, has fewer side effects, and it's just better for you, new survey finds. Through the survey, Frankie, involving close to 3,000 medical cannabis patients, didn't track actual drug use or efficiency. The finding fits with previous data. Decades of research suggest marijuana is a vector for pain treatment, and recent studies have found that in other states with medical marijuana availability, there are fewer opiate overdose deaths, and doctors fill fewer opiate prescriptions. That's huge news and wonderful for our country.
Yeah. We are out of time. This has been so much fun, and just know that number again as we started out, $6.7 billion. On legal marijuana products in 2016, up 34% from 2015. This is a real business.
Please, everybody, check out hemppublicrelations.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mark, and we'll be back in a moment. It's Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Sure, Ellie.
Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GreenSound.com.
Of green, the green future. Joining me for the next half hour is Kathleen O'Bannon. Kathleen O'Bannon is an author, an educator, and a chef. She has been involved in natural products for many decades as a teacher, as a practitioner. And her book is called The Anger Cure. It's an important book. And just to, before we get into the topic of hemp and cannabis, Kathleen is one of those people that really educates us about the importance of waking up in the morning and to put balance back in your life. Eating within the first half hour is a very important step in all of our lives. And it will change your mood, your attitude. It is so powerful, just putting good, nutrient-dense food in your body within the first half hour of waking up. And Kathleen O'Bannon, you talk about this extensively in The Anger Cure.
Yes. It's one of my favorite topics.
So, you know, we're talking about cannabis and hemp, but it's very important for people. You know, we always have heard that breakfast is the most important meal, but it's there's something about the importance of getting up in the morning and truly fueling your body. And you say the spleen really needs it more than anything else. Tell us why.
So the idea is that food equals energy. No food equals no energy. So consequently, when you've gone all night without having any food, you're not going to have any energy. That's why we call the first meal of the day break the fast, which has been shortened to be called breakfast. However, if you try to make your body work without taking in any real food, if you rely on sugar, caffeine, or nicotine, you're going to be up and down, and be exhausted by the end of the day. But if when you get up you have some food to stabilize your blood sugar levels, then you will not have that same exhaustion problem. And it's kind of interesting because there used to be a television commercial where the woman bragged that she didn't have enough time to eat breakfast. And I wanted to throw a tomato at the TV screen when I saw that. How could you brag? But what she was also selling on her commercial was some kind of liquid yogurt-type drink or something. And so she came out of a fancy house, got in a fancy car, wore fancy clothes, but didn't eat breakfast, the most important part. But
yeah.
I am exceedingly familiar with cannabis. Because my late husband, Jerry Mandel, who was an accountant, he said when he was a child, which would have been in the 40s, he was given cannabis for his asthma. As a child in the 40s, they were giving cannabis to children. Now, what I never asked him was whether he smoked it or not, because when I did a lot of research and took some classes about setting up dispensaries in California, one of the things that they showed were loads and loads of pictures of over-the-counter medicine, many of which were liquid, that all contained cannabis for stomach aches, for headaches, for muscle tension, for all kinds of different things. There used to be a non-prescription over-the-counter pharmaceutical that contained cannabis. Then people got a little weary of it, and I won't go into the politics of that because I'm sure somebody's talked about that.
Oh, absolutely. We've talked about
illegal.
Reefer madness. We talked about reefer madness, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny because I think it was Thomas Jefferson who actually grew, well, he grew hemp, actually. He didn't grow cannabis, but he did grow hemp. So we're looking at a huge history of it in this country, but in the 60s, we did not have what they now call buds. Everybody just used the leaves. And there was something that was called the Thai stick, as in it came from Thailand. And it was
yes.
A bamboo stick with branches. It was only about 6 inches, I think, something not very big, with branches of marijuana leaves, which they would snap off the end of the branch and tie them with a string around this bamboo stick until they dried out, and it was and that's what people used to get. There's along with Acapulco gold, which was a kind that came from Mexico, but it was always leaves. Now we've got really sophisticated. I have in front of me a postcard I got at a cannabis dispensary in Michigan that says there are thousands of ailments treated by medical marijuana. And I myself, when I was a nutritionist in a clinic for 40 years, I've been a nutritionist 40 years, didn't work in a clinic that long, but we actually used to prescribe for people to use marijuana when they had severe pain. And it's interesting that now it's coming out how well it works for pain. It's we've gone up and down. We used to have it over the counter, and it was in little bottles, and you could just take it, and then it was illegal, and now people are getting wise to the idea that this is a healing plant. It
well,
can heal
it is,
of
except I'm so excited to have you on to talk about it, because my problem is the stigma that is still associated with this plant, Kathleen, and for whatever reason, it is having such a negative impact. And I was just sharing with my guest before you came on, Mark Goldman, about the political flavor in my own community in Boston, a very hip community where legalization has been on the books for medical marijuana for years. It's taken them four and a half years to open 5 dispensaries. That's how long. It's been a terrible situation. They weren't expecting recreational marijuana to be passed, and it did pass. And now they're trying to change the rules. And when you talk to the young politicians and young people running for office, they're so blinded. They don't even know the difference between hemp and cannabis. They don't know what a CBD is. They don't understand this language, this conversation. And until we can clarify the distinctions, we're not going to be able to educate people for the benefits. And that's the stigma. Terrible. It's terrible.
But the one thing that I found the most interesting was the number of articles you can find on the internet, medical journal, peer-reviewed articles. We're not talking about things in High Times or in The Culture, the two biggest marijuana magazines. We're talking about medical journal articles showing how well cannabis works for pain. There are articles talking about the amount of addiction to opioids has been greatly reduced since in the states where they've legalized medical marijuana. So people are taking an innocent, natural plant, and they have control over the dose by how much they take it and how they take it. And they are reducing the amount of opioid-addicted people in the states where medical marijuana is legal. That's the most wonderful thing I've ever heard. Because the marijuana is not dangerous to your body, but the opioids really are. And so I'm real excited that there's a lot of action for the medical marijuana. Now, mind you, I was a college student in the 60s, and I'll have to confess, I only took marijuana twice in the 60s. I was too busy working, going to school, and I was a professional singer. So I didn't let any smoke come past my throat, no matter what it was, because I was a professional classical singer. But at any rate, I can say that almost everyone I know who has had cancer and used cannabis to relieve the pain and the nausea has recovered greatly from I wish I could say the cannabis cured the cancer, but I can't say that. But the people who used it, who had cancer and used the cannabis, they had great relief of pain.
Absolutely. We will be back in a moment with the author of Sprouts and, yes, The Anger Cure, numerous books, Kathleen O'Bannon, health coach, amazing teacher, and chef. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer.
Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the health hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, and always interesting conversation on Cannabis Talk A to Z with a spin toward educating all of us. Kathleen O'Bannon, the author of The Anger Cure, is our guest, and we've been talking with Kathleen about the use of cannabis for many illnesses. And you know, Kathleen, CBD might be the answer to get people with a little THC, but mostly CBD, the hemp, for the veterans that are suffering from opioid addiction.
Yes, I have a friend in Colorado whose main mission as a veteran is going around and getting veterans associations and groups around the country to encourage veterans who are wounded to use medical marijuana. And they actually pay her to go around and give these big talks. And she's a super woman, and it's really exciting that they're getting her to do this, because can you imagine how many veterans who are injured in the act of being in the service, and that could happen almost anywhere with a person in the service, how much they can be better off with their pain and their things that go wrong with them by using cannabis instead of drugs that will affect their liver and cause huge problems for them. I used to work in a clinic for years as a nutritionist, and I can tell you that the Anger Cure book has everything you need to know to be healthy, but I do not have anything about marijuana in it. The publisher wouldn't allow it. But I did have a friend who was a doctor in the clinic with me who wrote a book called Stoned, The Truth About Medical Marijuana and Hemp Oil, Dr. Forsythe. And he has a book, and I see that there are quite a few of them on the Internet available, a book that will tell you exactly which strain to use of the plant for your particular disease.
Yes,
which
yes.
Which I find really, it's really exciting. It means
very exciting.
You go into a dispensary, ask for a specific strain, get the buds or the can of butter, which is one of the better ways to use the cannabis, is to make canna butter, which I made quite a lot with fresh leaves several years ago in California when I took a class in how to make canna butter. And it's pretty simple. All you do is soak the leaves in butter, heat it up. It's sort of easy. But once you have the butter that's been infused with cannabis, which you can make yourself, you'll be able to use it for all sorts of things, cookies, banana bread, put it as a, use it, you, of course you wouldn't want to fry anything in it, because that would be heating it up too high. You wouldn't use it to cook with, but you would add it into food as you're making it. So when they bake cookies with canna butter in it, you can have a small bit of the cookie, a mouthful or so. You chew it up really, really well, and this is where most people go wrong. When you take an edible with cannabis in it and you chew a mouthful of it as long as you can hold it in your mouth, chew it and chew it and chew it. Keep it in your mouth. Chew it and chew it because it goes right directly into your bloodstream when it's in your mouth and under your tongue. And then swallow it. Don't eat a whole cookie all at once or you'll fall out in a stupor, which is what my niece
said. That's actually... Part of the problem is that people are not understanding edibles, and it's a big, big problem.
Well, and of course, because we've been so brainwashed with the drug companies and Big Pharma of how to do it and take pills and keep taking it and all of that sort of stuff, when in reality, the more natural things, like the medical marijuana, and a can of butter products and so forth, you hardly need any at all to get the effect of pain relief and the relief of thousands of ailments and things you wouldn't even think of, like Lyme disease. And, there are just thousands of diseases. My problem is I don't see my disease listed on this card I got that tells thousands of ailments. But I'm about to go get this book from Dr. Forsythe. It's called Stone, and look up and see. I have a rare genetic lung disease. So for me, smoking something is not advisable.
Right.
I prefer not to use smoke because fire, for me, because I have a genetic lung disease, I don't like that. That's why the edibles were so good.
It's not just the edibles, it's also, there are vapors, there's all of these different delivery systems that could really be very helpful. And we've talked to so many young entrepreneurs, and that's what this show is about. And, you know, Kathleen, you were talking earlier about finding the right strain. There's a company called Medicinal Genomics, and that's what they're doing. They're looking at the DNA of cannabis and trying to find the right form of cannabis for you. It's fascinating.
What other plant, that they use to make drugs from has as much variety as the marijuana or cannabis? No other plant. If you look at foxglove or you look at digitalis, those plants only do one thing. But the marijuana plant has thousands of things it can work on, which is really exciting because then you don't have to worry about prescribing and diagnosing for yourself. You'll know that there will be something simple you can use in the form of cannabis that will help no matter what your problem is. And I find that super exciting. It's almost like going back to nature. Well, I guess it is going back to nature. I prefer not to take drugs, and I can assure you that many of my patients that I do nutrition counseling on, I suggest to them when they need something that would be medical marijuana, but of course I can't sell it. Here where I live now in Michigan, they have dispensaries. And that's
right.
Where I send people because I know which ones have which products.
We are going to rely on Kathleen O'Bannon's expertise down the road, and we thank you for coming on today. The Anger Cure, it's an amazing book. You can find it on Amazon. Thank you so much for being with us today. We will see you next time right here on the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. This is Cannabis Talk 8.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.